This is Phil Farron. Let me see how I can get this laid down. And I am sitting out in my front yard. it's been a long week, and we are adjusting schedules and moving some things around and going through all that kind of stuff, but it's good. It's good. All is well. Obviously, it was Labor Day on Monday, so that jostled the whole week. But work is good. Got some things accomplished. We're moving forward on our main project. Friday, my wife did take a COVID test. She did test positive. And then Friday night, I started getting a little bit of crinkles in my nose after I had seen people. Thankfully, I don't think I gave it to anybody Friday because I wasn't quite infectious at that point. And then I canceled my breakfast Saturday morning and then just did quick in and out, and got that done. But then I was dealing with it through all of the Labor Day weekend. Not bad, just, not even a moderate cold. I mean, I really didn't have to work that hard. I just got myself some Robitussin and kept it out of my chest. So I'm climbing out now. It's in the thick, gunky stage at this point. But as long as I stay on the Robitussin, everything's fine, except for the fact that my voice is a little rough. But anyways, so I'll just drug up tomorrow, I guess by 5 days, which tomorrow night will be a week. So I'll just drug up. I think the Lynette looked up the guidelines and it was something like, yeah, so 5 days, isolate, and then wear a mask for 5 days. Oh, come on. We're still on the masks, even though that's been proven that doesn't do any good at all. We're still on wearing the mask. So I'm not doing that part. But the rest of it should be fine. Anyway, so work was good. Costume's ready to go. Doing our pulchritudinous pool noodle pterodactyl costume tomorrow from Zarks.com, your home for the custom hillbilly costumes, crawdads, and live bait. So I've got my costume done, and I've got my little new business cards for this brand new enterprise. So this should be fun. Hopefully people will enjoy it. And it'll go along as it should. As far as writing goes, I normally set myself aside a month to get a beta version going. And I've been able to kind of squeeze that down a little bit to like 3 weeks. Well, I finished on time mid-August and did my read-through like normal, and then I think I mentioned last week that I tried to put together an AI art cover, and that just went together lickety-split. So it was like 2 hours worth of work. Normally takes days. So, by the time you're waiting to get the kids scheduled and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it saved me a week doing that. So I actually ordered the books on September the 2nd, which if I can get the books ordered this time of the year on September 15th, I'm happy. And so it was just like, wow. So yeah, there you go. The wonders of AI. I did introduce a friend to the wonders of AI today, which was fun. She's working on getting some courses prepared for a new learning platform, and she had just been informed that the courses they were planning on using were too many pages and she needed to cut them down. And I said, well, I think you could probably have ChatGPT do that for you. And she said, I've never used that before. And so we got to kind of talking back and forth, and I'm helping. Part of the project I'm working on is working with her on this. And so I did a little checking just to confirm that I understood what I was doing, and So then I texted her back. I said, I think you can just upload a Word file and tell it to summarize it for you. And so she sent me the file, and, you know, we attached it, said, summarize this. And I said, summarize it in 500 words or less. And as she watched, it just built a summary. Her eyes got big. She went, what? I said, yeah, that's the summary there. And then I thought later, I said, you know, if you're needing to put together content and you're needing to do pop quizzes, like end of chapter type thing, I think it can probably do those multiple choice quizzes for you. And she said, what? I said, yeah, we could try it. So I just said, you know, give me 5 multiple choice questions regarding this chapter, and it just spits it out. So I sent them to her. She was just shaking her head because she has a lot of this she has to do. And if she can just get it roughed in, you know, with this and then go back and edit, it's going to just save her a ton of time. So, wonders of AI. So, costumes are good. You know, the writing's good. The work is good. We're adjusting schedules and kind of feeling it out for how we're doing in terms of babysitting Aiden and picking him up when we need to pick him up and dropping him off when he needs to be dropped off and all that kind of good stuff. But we're making it. We're making it step at a time. You know, we're making it. We'll see how it goes once I'm back in a writing sprint, but we're making it. We'll be all right. So that's one of the reasons, a couple of reasons that I'm sitting outside and actually recording this is because, A, I stayed home today so I wouldn't infect people, worked from home. And then I had Aiden, and he was supposed to be with me from 6 in the morning, 6 at night, and I can drop him off at 6:30, and then Dad is supposed to be over to pick him up about 6:30, but a car caught on fire, and they had to go do that call. So by the time Dad got here, it was about 7:30, but Aiden is on his merry way, and I'm just finishing up a little bit here. We do have a little bit of extra drama going on, extra concerns, I should say. Of course, my wife had COVID, and I caught it from her, and her mom caught it from her as well. And Nana is in the hospital now, with fatigue and body aches, and they're trying to figure out exactly what's going on because she's just been fading. So, we're praying for her and trying to move forward with that. It's been an interesting week, but it's been a good week. God's been kind. He's been faithful. We've been able to get some things done. I don't have a huge long topic tonight, but I gotta tell you, when I heard this, I just found this hysterical. I mean, just when you think life could not get any more weird and bizarre. Now, I've got to put a caveat on this, and I've got to put a warning label on this. We're about to get really earthy with transgender issues because it's hysterical. And I can't give you all the ins and outs why these things might be, but the fact that they are and the fact that there are responses to them, it's hysterical. I'm sorry. I know funny. And this is funny. Now, if you've grown up in the States and you're used to a certain level of discussions about topics that you don't normally talk about, you might just want to stop the podcast now because this is going to be... Oh, man, this is earthy. This is really earthy. But when I heard about this, I just started laughing out loud. Okay, so this is your last chance. This has to do with transgender porn. Okay, so if you just want to stop now, I understand. But Transgender porn. Okay, so mostly males transitioning to females or males who are describing themselves as female, porn concerning those men who consider themselves to be women, okay? Because obviously porn is predominantly a female actor sport. So men don't get paid nearly as much as the female actors do in porn. Okay, having said that, apparently, not because I've looked, but simply because I heard Brett Cooper talking about this, apparently, trans porn is getting to be like a really big thing, as if the world isn't weird enough yet. So in 2022, the category skyrocketed by 75%. It is now the seventh most popular search on Pornhub. They said last year searches for trans porn grew 141%, with the views of the trans category growing by 23% in 2017. So, I mean, it is ramping up. I don't when it's, didn't know when it started. Doesn't really matter when it started. It's not that big of a deal. But somebody found out there was a market for this. Okay. So, from a financial dynamic standpoint, then what we have here is men who are dressing up like women now being able to leverage the fact that they dress up like women and now who know how to do their makeup to become porn actresses, quote unquote, and earn more money. Now, for some time, biological women, and we'll just call them women, have been using a phrase like, my gender is not your costume. And that never applied more than in this case. Now, granted, there's probably some of these men who have had, you know, breast jobs and thing, breast augmentation. And so, as you would find in the Philippines with the ladyboy phenomenon, frankly, I grew up in the Philippines with the ladyboy phenomenon, so none of this shocks me. I told you the Filipinos live right down next to the dirt. So, anything that you can imagine being shocking to the Christian community, like in the last 10 years, I was seeing all of that in the Philippines in the 70s. Because everything's built right down on the dirt in the Philippines. At least it was when I was there. So, you know, literally 40, 50 years ago, I was seeing all this stuff in the Philippines. So, okay, so you have women telling trans women, my gender is not your costume. And you have women getting upset with trans women encroaching on women's spaces. And in this case, what we have is we have trans women who are now moving into prominence in the porn industry. And obviously, they've figured out a way as men to make more money at porn. Oh, man. And now, in a twist of fate, not literally, apparently, There are some young ladies, or a couple of young ladies, who have started a trend that I guarantee you is going to continue, because this is just how weird our world is now, of sticking there's not really another good term for this, sticking dildos down their panties and taking pictures of them to gather more hits under the category of trans porn. So now you have women who are porn actresses who used to make plenty of money seeing that trans women are making plenty of money. And so now they're trying to capitalize on that market by being women who are pretending to be men, pretending to be women. Which is very much like the old movie Victor Victoria. That's not the funny part. Well, that is funny. That is funny. The really funny part is that the trans women are simply outraged by this. The trans female porn actors, actresses, are enraged by this. And they're using phrases like, "My gender is not your costume," to the biological women who are pretending to be men, who are pretending to be women. And they apparently do not see in the slightest the irony of all of this. They're just enraged that someone would do this. They're so mad. Oh, man. It really is a true sense of, it is a true statement that when you get self-righteous, the very first thing that you lose is your sense of humor. Because anybody who cannot see the irony of this situation is just not trying, or they're so deceived that it's just astonishing. So anyways, that's the latest from the crazy world of transgenderism. We now have men who are pretending to be women to make more money, getting mad at women who are pretending to be men, pretending to be women so they can make more money, and the men who are pretending to be women think that the women who are pretending to be men, pretending to be women, should just cut it out because they're not real. Oh, man. So there you go. Have a lovely week. Let's see if I can get this picked up and see if it's still running. Oh, it is. There you go. Have a lovely weekend.